This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent. Today's question is about the Golden Rule. If you ask someone these days what the Golden Rule is, you might hear him say, "He who has the gold makes the rules." Well, of course, that's not what Jesus said in Luke 6. And here's that verse. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. Interesting to note that every major religion promotes some version of the biblical golden rule. Well, John, what is the difference between what Jesus said and other versions of the golden rule, and why is that difference important?
Well, Denny, versions of the golden rule existed before Christ in the rabbinic writings, and even in Hinduism and Buddhism. All of them cast the rule, however, as a negative command, such as Rabbi Hillel's version, "What is hateful to yourself, do not do to someone else." Jesus, however, made it a positive command, enriching its meaning and underscoring that this one imperative aptly summarizes all the ethical principles contained in the law and the prophets. Negative expressions of the golden rule fall way short of God's standard. The rule is not just utilitarian, not just self-protective. Christian love is a positive rule that says, you may be harming me, but I'm not going to give you back what you're giving me. I'm going to love you in the way that I would like you to love me. That is something unique. That's a kingdom kind of love. The backwards rule that you see in other religions is self-protective, self-fulfilling. The Christian version reaches out to the other person with the purpose of being a blessing to them and pouring good into that other person's life. That's the reality of Christianity.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the Book of Luke, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.